City Councilman Jumaane Williams stands out in a crowd. It's not because of his dreadlocks. It's more the rocking, jerking motion of his body. That's the result of Tourette's syndrome. Williams doesn't dwell on his disability, but he is frank about its challenges, especially when talking to young people in his Brooklyn district. WNYC's Beth Fertig has this profile.
Since his election 3 years ago, Jumaane Williams has become a visible role model for people dealing with disabilities just by being himself. While visiting a summer camp in Flatbush recently, Williams challenged a couple of kids to a game of two-on-two with one of his aides. It was a narrow loss. The councilman didn't bring his sneakers. Later, he stopped by a classroom to talk with students. Williams seemed relaxed and comfortable, but his body had a mind of its own. His chest would jerk up and down occasionally, and he made little coughing noises.
Some of you may see me shaking a little bit. I have Tourette's syndrome. Do you guys know what it is?
One girl said it had something to do with outbursts.
Yes, I have involuntary movements and vocal sounds. Most people, I don't know who still watched The Simpsons, but Bart said he had it. If you watch South Park, Cartman said he had it because he was cursing all the time. So, and I have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I usually like to mention that because there's usually some people here that are dealing with things that other people may not.
The 36-year-old councilman doesn't dwell on his disabilities, but he often confronts the topic when he meets with young people. Only about 30% of students with disabilities graduate on time with real diplomas from the New York City public schools.
Too often, particularly, I believe, young Black and Latino students, if any of these kind of things exhibit, they try to push them into special ed, which I think is needs to be there and the services need to be provided. But that's generally just where they send everybody.
Williams says that almost happened to him. He was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome during middle school when his tics became more pronounced. His mother, Patricia Williams, says he was almost thrown out of school for bad behavior.
Many of the teachers didn't understand what Tourette's was, and he got punished quite a bit.
Williams, who was a pharmacist, educated herself and the school. She got involved with the Tourette Syndrome Association, but she resisted having her son classified as a child with special needs, even though that could have gotten him extra help.
I didn't want him to be handicapped, so I got information for them to give him time out when he needed time, have him sit away from a window, sit in the front, get extra time for his exams.
Williams is from Grenada and raised her son and daughter to take education very seriously. Jumaane tested into the academically selective Brooklyn Technical High School, but he needed to go to summer and evening classes in order to graduate. He then went to Brooklyn College, but it took him 7 years to finish because he continued to have trouble focusing.
We have a tendency to try to act like you can do absolutely nothing without education, which is not actually the truth. So I say, you know, you can, it's a possibility, but it's just so much easier with education. If you had a key to open a door, why not use a key? And I always knew that that's what I wanted to do, and I could do it. It takes me a little longer.
Williams went on to get a master's degree in urban policy administration at Brooklyn College. He says he'll be paying attention this fall as the Department of Education tries to improve its special education services. He's criticized the Bloomberg administration for not listening enough to parents, but he's still proud of the city schools.
I call it a jewel that needs to be polished. So right now, there's a little scuff marks here and there, and I think if we polish it up, we can do really good things. And I think I'm a fairly good product of the public school system.
And he says there are many more kids like him just waiting to get their chance. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.